Worship.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Emerson, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Thank you so much for welcoming me. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm well. I'm all right. Thank you very much, Pastor. So the experience of being the firstborn child, the very idea when you're coming at home and you are coming from church, we sometimes are told by our parents, oh, how was church? But the essence of worship often lies in the sincerity of one's devotion and the state of their heart and mind rather than the physical location. So I'd like to hear from you. Does it matter where we worship?
All right, thank you so much. First and foremost, I should state that in the Old Testament, the places of worship were considered, there was a place of worship considered as a sanctuary. And also when you come to the New Testament, where we find the synagogue and the church being introduced after Jesus Christ. But one thing that is so important when you look at the places of worship, a place of worship is where a body of believers meet for fellowship. So in its essence, we can state that the places of worship are very cardinal and very, very important. And as Adventists, we believe on the church. And what is this church? A church is a community of believers who confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord and the Savior. Now, not only that, but the church derives its authority from Christ himself, who is the incarnate word revealed in the scripture. So we can steadily and safely say that the places of worship, yeah, they're important and very cardinal, because the church is a family of God. And I think you can find that even in the book of Ephesians chapter number 2, reading verse number 19 there. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's a very interesting perspective there. So when we are talking about worship, how has worship location evolved over the years, Mfundisi, especially after COVID?
Well, thank you so much. Now, after COVID, we should also understand that even in the Old Testament, there are people that worshipped of our patriarchs. When we come to the New Testament, but at the advent of COVID, we have seen a lot of things that have changed. I recall vividly very well that the time when COVID hit us everywhere, I think people changed the perspective in terms of worship, because people were just glued in their homes. They only stayed in their homes. And I think there was an introduction, or rather an influx, of churches and congregation using online worship. And in that itself, I think that is one of the greatest things that we've seen, that even my local church right now here in Zambia, we have now taken it upon ourselves to use online worship every particular time, even when we are meeting physically now. But one thing that is very important, or an element that is important, is that this same online worship brought about digital evangelism. I think people never knew about online worship and so on and so forth. But now, because it just came big and everyone continued to follow online worship, and I think digital evangelism became so prominent that even today we can utilize the online worship or the online platforms to enhance the worship itself and also digital evangelism. By the way, we should also understand that at the advent of COVID, we see an aspect of other people that were, for lack of better terms, those men and women with little faith, they dwindled in their faith. I think this, because there are other people that go to church for fellowship and other seek connections from other people. And when they don't have where to go, we find that their spirituality dwindles. And I think that is one of the aspects that we got to see, that even at my local church here in Zambia, we have seen that other people even stopped coming to church because of COVID itself. And others, I think they say, no, we can even worship God at home. But at the end of the day, we are saying that there is the advantage part of what COVID brought in, because we are now utilizing a lot of platforms. You and I right now were able to communicate using this particular platform. That itself, our adventure, maybe before that, a few people understood about this particular aspect of worshiping using an online platform. Thank you.
All right. So does worship alone or at home reduce the quality of worship, Mfundisi?
Well, there is no sweeter time in the life when the church is gathered for corporate worship. That's the sweetest time. I think the Bible is very clear. When you read also in the book of Matthew, chapter number 18, and reading in verse number 20 there, where it says, where one or two are gathered, there I am also. I think for me, it is not about it reduces the quality of worship or not. To others, it might reduce, to others, not. But what is very important is that wherever we might find ourselves, it is important to worship God in truth and in spirit. There are people that might be alone, but they don't really worship God in truth and in spirit. And there are people, those that might be in the church, they also don't. But what is important, when you look at this particular discourse or person that does worship alone, reduce quality of worship, for others, on the other angle, I can say it does reduce, because you are alone there and there's no one. By the way, when going to church, I always say this. At church, we are social beings. And I remember very well when we had just our crusades and evangelistic campaigns the previous weeks. When we finished baptizing individuals, I think we gave them guardians. These are the guardians that will be taking care of them. Now, how do they take care of them? Yes, they can communicate with them. But even when they meet at church, I think that meeting itself, it enhances someone's spirituality to go up. And not only that, fellowship in its context is very important. And this itself, it means that when you are alone, this is part of a reduction in your spirituality. But for me personally, and from how I look at this, corporate worship is what is important, because it enhances spirituality of an individual and it makes you grow, because from such areas we share experiences and testimonies how the Lord has been good to you through that corporate worship, and hence we grow spiritually. Thank you.
So does communal or community fellowship influence worship?
Well, it does. It does. And very much. I spent some little time dealing with some community worship. And when you look at this, community worship, one, we are looking at the positive part of it, is that it fosters the deeper connection with God. Now, look, imagine you meet as an entire church, and hence you're singing in adoration, you know, praising God, reading the scriptures together. There is a way of how you look at things. Now, not only does community worship influence worship in terms of deeper connection with God, but it also reinforces faith and devotion from people. People begin to get devoted. You know, at church, you don't just go to worship. You don't go just there to socialize. But at the end of the day, there is the way things are done that are going to bring you closer. And sometimes when you read the Bible and you're alone, you find that you might not be able to understand. But when you read it corporately, you're going to understand it better. And I think you're going to get that particular gist of that particular verse that has been read and even the lesson that is being bring forth. Additionally, community worship influences worship in the sense that it builds unity. By the way, we should also be quick to mention that unity, it is our strength as a church, because I've heard people say, united we stand, divided we fall. And I think that is very important, because when we are united as a church, we become stronger. Not only stronger, only in our muscles, but I think I mean stronger, not in numbers, by the way, but stronger even in the word, because we grow, all of us spiritually. We share testimonies that makes us individuals that are there for higher in terms of our spiritual levels. Thank you.
I hear you. I hear you. So my final question for this is, does church of the actual building we're worshiping on, the church building, enhance our sense of spiritual connection and devotion, perhaps?
Thank you so much, moderator. Does church building enhance spiritual connection and devotion? I would say yes, in the sense that I think when we read in the book, is it Haggai? Haggai chapter number 1, reading verse number 8, it says, for the prophet, the rebuilding of the temple restores the glory of God that was lost in the eyes of the nations after the temple was destroyed. So, worship, or rather, the church building it's very important. And by the way, we've seen different kinds of buildings. There are times you go to this particular church where it's well built. The way it is built, you even feel that sense of belonging. For me, I would say, yes, it does. And by the way, when we're reading the book of Proverbs number 27, verse number 17, the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. And not only that, one man sharpens another. This simply means that when you go to the church is well built, the church is nicely decorated. By the way, how would you feel going to your own house that has no door, going to your own house that has no windows? I don't know how you would call that particular house, because being in the temple of God, in the house of the Lord, in that particular building that looks nice, it definitely enhances your spirituality. And for me, is I think it's beyond that. What I can say is that at church, we find fellowship, we find that communion, and itself, the building itself, it does enhance our spirituality, and I think it adds value. You can't just go in the bush and begin to worship. Yes, you might worship, I have no problem, but I think the building itself is very kind. Not only a building, but a good and nice building that you're saying, this is the house of the Lord, because it is in that particular house of the Lord where God dwells, where God dwells. Thank you so much.
Got it. Got it. I hear you. Mfundisi, thank you very much. Please, before I let you go, bless us with a word of prayer.
Thank you so much. Shall we just take the word in prayer? Precious Father, thank you that you've allowed us to serve at your feet through looking at the worship and how important it is to our lives and these places of worship that you have provided for us through the oracles. Bless the moderator and bless everyone that was listening to us. Even now, then, Father, as we depart and meet tomorrow, we ask and pray that Father be with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Really looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.